With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
My favorite person from Israel News Talk Radio. You were missed last week. How are you, Andrea?
Thank you. Yes, I missed you too. And you know what? It was a crapshoot. Was I going to come on or wasn't I going on? And I felt that I owed you an explanation. And I sent a note. Thank you, Simon. I've missed you so. And I actually, at the 11th hour, I could have come on, but I wasn't certain, and I don't like being uncertain. And I need to tell you, standing on one foot, what the emergency was.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think you will like this emergency. I'm going to speak quickly because it's part of the whole chasing laughter theme. So, you know, we have this caravan and we go camping and we were
going
camping.
It very well, Andrea. Yes,
right.
Yes, indeed.
So the husband made reservations because he adores me and also I feed him. So he,
yes.
So he made reservations. He said, we're going to a boutique. Got the word boutique, emphasis on the boutique caravan site after the weekend away with ants and bugs and dogs and rats.
Uh-huh.
So he was taking me to a boutique and sent me pictures of like this beautiful, sumptuous breakfast, an Olympic size azure swimming pool. Gorgeous. Uh-huh. And I said, but I've got to be there at 5:45 because I have to be on the air. And we're looking there and looking there and looking and we can't find it. We're driving past the address. I said, we can't find it. So we call up and the guy says, don't worry, I'll meet you outside.
Okay.
I'm thinking a boutique caravan site. I said, that's fantastic. The man's going to leave the office and come and meet us outside.
Uh-huh.
And then he comes outside. I said, but we've passed this place three times. He opens the gate. The boutique caravan park was in his backyard.
No. Ronnie's messing up. He's messing up.
Now, obviously, they got the pictures of the food from the internet. Okay. So wait a second. It gets better. Because we're Shomer Shabbos, he had four caravan sites in his backyard. You hear me? It wasn't even paved. It was his gutted backyard. This was, so you understand, I was like having a little crisis.
You know, I understand that, yeah.
I just think about the glory of Israel, and here I am, and I have to use the restroom. And the caravan site advertised new restrooms and showers, right?
Correct, yes. What did you guess?
There was a new restroom, a new toilet, and a new shower. Both of them in plastic Keter sheds.
Way, Andrea. You know what? You need to sell this for Shunker the Caravan thing. It's not what you do.
It's great. So it was very funny. We're at this boutique place and the grandmother's hanging up laundry. They're whipping us away. And I'm thinking, I've got to go on the radio. I don't even want to ask if there was internet.
I was
looking at the catcher shed and I was sitting. So I wrote and I said, I'm having an emergency, an unexpected emergency.
Well, I totally understand it. I really, really do. I'm thinking next time around, you must marry an American with dollars, not a South African with rands, because then maybe you won't go to boutique caravan sites, but rather
proper established ones.
What about the pool? I had visions of this azure Olympic size.
Right. So the pool was indeed on the Moshav. Anybody listening, a Moshav is an agricultural village. It was a lovely agricultural village. The pool was there. You had to pay to get in.
No. Oh, my goodness. It just gets worse and worse and worse. I told
you. It was very funny. It was very funny. And then there were other people coming in, and you saw everybody with the same face as they drove in. And my husband said, you have to be nice because they realize you're not coming back. They're not going to give us coupons for, you know, come four times, get the fifth visit free.
No, clearly not. Absolutely not. Just by the way, no, I've got Karen Oshry saying, missed you, Andrea. Glad you're back. And Austin saying, so good to hear you again. She is indeed the silver lining on the dark clouds. So
there are dark clouds here in Israel. And I call this show Chasing the Laughter because you better be chasing the laughter because this government, you can't get more smarmy than what we're entering into. It makes the coalitions between Bibi and the Haredim look pristine. So
I was thinking about that. I know you and I don't agree on politics pretty much at all, but I think we could agree on the fact that your system is messed up.
Incredibly messed up. What kind of system is it that Naftali Bennett, I'm telling you, the man is walking around his house, six seats, he's walking around his house, and even his children are looking at him and saying, how the hell did that happen? Okay?
No, there's something wrong. I mean, I'm no Bibi supporter, but let's be honest, he got more votes than anybody by a long mile.
you know, listen, according to the popular vote, like him, don't like him, think he's smarmy, think he has smokes too many cigars, not so crazy about his wife. You know, I mean, the man is supposed to be prime minister, and goodness knows I have slept very well during the last 12 years knowing who was at the helm. The man who is loathed when he walks into international arenas. That's the guy I want. The guy that nobody likes, but they fear just a little bit. Nobody is going, you know what? Let me just tell you something. When Yair Lapid looks very, very good next to Naftali Bennett.
Oh, wow. Andrea, that from you, that's a shock.
Yeah, a big shock, a big shock.
That's
however,
a big shock.
I lived through Ehud Olmert. I lived through Ehud Barak. I was here as Yitzhak Rabin. May he rest in peace, okay? I didn't want him to live in peace, but he should rest in peace. As he was chopping, giving away our country piecemeal, I lived through it all. And yet, maybe I'm just getting too old for this. I really don't have the passion, but we're supposed to talk about laughter, okay? My Caribbean, let's talk about laughter. Okay. But it's smarmy.
I thought that was the caravan segment.
No.
But maybe that was traumatic. I don't know.
Then I went swimming in an eddy on the Yarkon River. Okay. Now I stay fully dressed when I go in the water, not for modesty, but because I have a great fear of nature and I don't want to feel natural like lake bottoms. I don't want to get anywhere near a fish. So I go into the water. They think I'm very Haredi. Okay. I think I'm Hasidish. But I get in there, and I'm there in the water. They were making a little party on a Sunday for an 80-year-old woman. These are Israelis, let me tell you. She spoke English. I realized that she was from Queens, New York.
Okay.
Made Aliyah, married a guy. The guy's still alive. He must be 1 year younger than God, I promise you. But he was a member of the Stern Gang. You hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Everybody do your homework. Check it out. He was a commander in the Six-Day War. And I say to her, wowie kazowie, where do you live? And where does she tell me? She says, I live in Beit Hanina. Okay, just stay with me here. I go, what? Say again, what? Beit Hanina. I know Beit Hanina. Beit Hanina, when we drive alongside Beit Hanina, I make sure that my husband's gun is on the seat. It is an absolutely 100% Arab town that borders the old city and Shuafat, the refugee camp of Shuafat. And she lives in a place called Beit Hasheva, the House of Seven. Seven families live there. No security, no guard. Very happy living there, shopping there. And I think to myself, these people are incredible. You know what? Our enemies want to push us into the sea. Well, nobody here seems to have gotten the memo because they're building, they're growing, they're living, they're jumping into. She jumped into this wadi from a rope, this 80-year-old woman. She did like a, she swung. It was amazing. And I thought, this country. Then I got lost one day. I got lost going to the beach. I got lost in a little moshav near Palmachim, right next to where they have the Iron Dome. You had to see antique shops, vegetable stands, people playing guitar in the street. And I thought, they're not getting the news there in South Africa. They're not getting the news in the New York Times. This country is alive with crazy people, but alive. And if I could just ignore who the next prime minister might be, might not be, new elections, old elections.
No, I'm going to take you up on that because Rena Ackerman has just sent through a really interesting comment. She says, Andrea, why don't you regard it as a miracle that a religious man has become the prime minister of Israel for the first time in its history?
Oops. Naftali Bennett? Yeah. I'm more interested in thank you, Renee.
I love it. I love it. I can hear those cogs in their head turning, saying, I can't speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going there. I can hear it.
So let me say that it's more exciting because I want to stay on the bright side. Stay with me on this, Renee. I'm more excited by the fact that on Friday morning, Yitzhak Herzog, the new president of Israel, who is indeed a frum guy, okay, was sent to the makolet, to the corner grocery store, with a shopping list by his wife.
You're and joking.
They caught pictures of him buying cottage cheese. That's the president of Israel. So that gives me a charge. And just sharing my fears, but knowing who's in charge, and getting lost. is really the miracle of this country. Getting lost while driving, getting lost while voting. There's always a miracle on the other side. And I want to finish our visit with a Shabbos message that I heard this week.
Yeah.
And here's a Shabbos message, and it comes straight from Disneyland. It appears that when they first opened Disneyland, Walt Disney was gone. He had passed away.
Okay.
And one of, and somebody commented at the funeral, at the memorial, oh, so sad. They said, you know, the Goyish version of Chaval. Anyway, they said, so sad that Walt can't see this. And the answer came out, oh, but he did. So that's how I feel about my Israel. It doesn't matter. I see her at her best. And you know what? My decisions, my choice of prime minister, I may really be indeed wrong. So I'm on the front row of Jewish history. I'm taking my seat. I'm making the popcorn. And I'm going to watch it unfold. And we'll talk week after week if I don't find myself.
We will indeed. And I so look forward to it every single week. Andrea Simantov, Shabbat Shalom. And thank you for putting a smile on all our faces as you do every single week.
Bye-bye, boys and girls. It really was fun. I missed you. Bye-bye.